Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Joining us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. You see him coaching third base for the Indians. You see him sitting next to Sandy Alomar as the bench coach for the Indians. He's the former slick-fielding, hard-hitting shortstop of the Lamar Cardinals in Beaumont, Texas. He's Mike Sarbaugh. Hello, Mike. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me. That's a great intro right there. Brings back some memories.
I bet it does. It was fun watching you play back in the day, Mike. I enjoyed that very much.
Well, thanks. So, those were fun times, and I remember you there, too. So that was good.
This is old home week for Phelps, man. Between London Fletcher yesterday and Sarby today. This is great. This is good stuff.
Well, we've both moved on, Mike, and that's good. And you're just starting to get busy now because, first of all, 60-game regular season. Mike, this thing's just warming up. I'm sitting here thinking, okay, the guys are hitting their stride. Can't wait to see what happens in the next 100 games. But you've got to deal with what you've dealt with. It's gone pretty well. How about from your assessment?
Yeah, you know, there's been a lot of challenges this year, I think, across all of baseball, and I think we know all of our challenges we've had. And also when you started talking about, the games and having 100 left, I think also, you know, throughout a 162-game schedule, you're always looking to, you know, maybe give a guy a day off here or there just to kind of keep him in a good spot to get through 162 games. And, you know, with, especially in our infield, they play every day. And, you know, you maybe look to try and get a guy, you know, some time, get a game here or there. But when you're playing 60 games, you know, your everyday guys are playing, they're playing every day. And you know, it's more of a sprint than a marathon. So it has been a little different on how, you know, the players have been used this year so far, but, you know, the guys have responded. I can't say enough about how our players, our coaches, you know, they've adjusted to this 60-game sprint.
It seems like, from a distance, it seems like a close-knit bunch. But when you put these guys in the bubble, like you guys have been in since, what, Tuesday?
Wednesday, right? Yes. Yeah.
Wednesday, okay. So, I don't know, is that – and you know momentum. Jeff and I were talking about this before. I mean, this series against the White Sox has just been absolutely thrilling and fun to watch. Is there that you've been around a lot of teams. How does this team, I don't want to say bonding right now, but that's probably as a group, as you're heading into the playoffs, I kind of feel like something happened this week with the White Sox where the challenge was there and you guys were able to accept it and excel at that. Am I off base or am I just a guy, you know, guy watching on TV?
No, I think you're on there. I think too, the way, you know, with Jose hitting that home run in extras the other night to clinch a playoff spot, I think that helped bring the guys together, after the game. And then I thought yesterday's game was probably one of our best games of the year of just the team effort. And I can feel the sense of everybody, you know, Jordan Luplo, who, you know, started the game, gets pinch hit for. And then when we come back to take the lead, he's one of the most excited guys in the dugout. So just to see that that team atmosphere, I think it definitely has brought us together the last few games. But I thought yesterday's game was really one of our better team games of the season.
Mike Sarbaugh joining us, Indians bench coach, Indians third base coach. We'll get to that in a second. Mike, the one thing that I thought was interesting in this season, we had people calling us when the team was in the losing streak saying, well, you know, over a 162-game season, that's equal to a 15- or 16-game losing streak. And I thought, calm down. Although, percentage-wise, it kind of is. Was it different dealing with an 8-game losing streak? Did it feel differently than a normal 8-game losing streak and now a winning streak? Does that feel differently, given the context of the season and the tight time?
I would say that in the 60-game season, I think an 8-game losing streak, equivalent in the NFL, maybe going 0-3, to start a year, because you just know that each game is important. But I will say, I thought we were fortunate to go through that little stretch we went through when we were 11 games up, I believe, when that streak started. So if we had started that streak, if we were right around 500, I think there might have been a little more, I don't know if the word panic is the right word, but I think it would have. But I felt that, we put ourselves in a good spot. We went through a real rough stretch. And you know what? We were in a lot of those games. So it wasn't like we were just getting beat every night handily. So I thought we felt good about, when we can get through this tough stretch, we're going to be in a good spot. And, the guy responded, after you lose 8 in a row, you don't expect to go and win 7 out of 9 right after that. But the guys have responded, and, we've been playing good baseball. So it was a tough stretch. I'll definitely say that. But, it's good to see the guys respond to how we've been playing lately.
The coaching quite a year. I can't ever remember a year for a coaching staff like you guys have had where, manager's not feeling too good, so he's out for some of the stuff. You lose your regular bench coach. You lose your hitting instructor. I can't ever remember a season where, we've had this much kind of change within the coach outside of and I don't even want to talk about the other side of how that could happen, but yeah. How have you guys adjusted to that, and does it feel like, the plan was in place no matter who's sitting in any position? Does that sound right?
Yeah, I definitely think the challenges that we've had, with Brad when he decided, first it happened in spring training the first spring training in March, with what he went through, and then starting, this summer camp 2.0, and then what Tito has been going through. The one thing is the continuity that the organization has had with the people in place that have replaced them. There are guys that we've been familiar with, Tony Manzolino, coming up from the second site, and then Alex Eckelman coming in to help out when Ty left. So we have guys that have been in place that we are very familiar with, which has really helped the transition. But I think the one thing of all this, no matter all the changes that we've had, is Tito has done such a great job in 8 years of creating a culture, having us ready for challenges. He's prepared us, and he's not here, but he is here. So I think that's the biggest thing, that just having his leadership over the years has really helped in this tough times.
Mike Sarbaugh joining us, was the Indians' third base coach, now serving as bench coach to Sandy Alomar. How has that been, Mike? You've got a ton of managerial experience on your resume. How has it been moving from third base and sitting there with Sandy and helping him guide the team through this?
I think just our relationship has really helped that transition. I've known Sandy well, since Beaumont, when he was in, played at AA ball there in Beaumont for the Gators. So having that relationship, being on the staff with him here the last 7-8 years, that has really helped. But I do think that, like you talked about, a lot of the movement we've had as a staff, we've all been put in unfamiliar territory just from what we're used to doing. So I think, Sandy's done a great job, communicated with all of us. We're just trying to help each other navigate through this. And it's been good. So, we we'll throw things to each other and ideas, and you know, in the end, Sandy's gonna make that final decision. But you know, it's been good being able to collaborate with him, and Carl's been huge with the pitching side of it. So it's definitely been a collaborative effort. But the person Sandy is, and even just the way our staff gets together, that's really helped in that transition to having Sandy, you know, managing myself on the bench.
Have you been able to look ahead at all to next week? It's funny, you know, one day you pick up the paper, you're like, oh, well, look, oh, they're going to play the White Sox next week. And then, oh, look, they're going to play the A's, or, oh, they're going to play the Yankees. Can you look ahead at some point other than trying to set your rotation and try to come up with, you know, thoughts towards next week?
Well, I think the only thing you can do is like you said, set your pitching, because, you know, yesterday, like you said, we're playing the A's. Today, I think we're playing the Twins at the end of the day. Tomorrow it could be the White Sox. So we can't really – that's out of our control. So just worrying about what we can control. We still have an outside shot of the division. So, you know, if we just try and worry about today and just keep – I know it's cliche, but one day at a time. And, you know, when we get to Sunday – and I mean, it might not happen until after the game that we know who we're playing. So we can't really worry about that. So we're just trying to take care of what we can control. And we'll be ready when Tuesday gets here.
Indians coach Mike Sarbaugh joining us. Mike, you mentioned the pitching. Think back to the beginning of last season. Corey Kluber, Trevor Bauer, Mike Clevenger, a young guy, Shane Bieber, who you were hoping could make some steps, Carlos Carrasco, and then some other arms in there that made the Indians pitching really formidable. Well, Kluber and Bauer and Clevenger aren't here anymore. Yet when folks talk about the Indians and their hopes in the postseason, everybody says, boy, they have the pitching that they can really do something. How has that happened, Mike? I mean, you giving up three guys like that and you still have the pitching where that can be your force in the playoffs. What's the organization done there?
Well, it's pretty incredible when you put it the way you presented it, and to think about that, you know, they're talking about our starting pitching and what we've lost. I think it's a testament to our minor league development, our scouts, that we were able to identify arms that we like. And we're able to develop them to be the pitchers that we see right now, you know, in Savali, in Plesac, and just guys that add to that rotation that we're able to trade away with some of our premier pitchers. So it is, it's incredible to see some of these young guys come up and to do what they've done. But there's a lot of hard work behind the scenes to get to that. And, you know, I think they need to be commended, especially in the minor league system, on how they develop these guys.
Fingers crossed, Mike. Can't wait to see what happens in the playoffs, because a hot team with good pitching in the playoffs can do a lot of things. And the Indians are a hot team right now, and they have pitching. So best of luck. We're all pulling for you guys.
Hey, well, I appreciate it. Appreciate you guys having me on today.
Mike Sarbaugh.
Thank you. And next time we'll do this in Beaumont. The three of us, we'll just do an interview there.
Hey, great. The Golden Triangle. You got to love it. We're ready. All right. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it, Mike.
Thank you.
Mike
right,
Sarbaugh joining care. Us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.